Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny and this is the evening news. For the 42nd day of strike against the pension reform tomorrow, the SNCF plans on having 8 out of 10 TGV in circulation, and same for the TER. 3 out of 4 Transiliens will also be operational. Traffic has improved since the beginning of this week, but today the rate of strikers has risen to 6%. 1/4 of all train drivers are not working. And to protest against this pension reform, Jean-Luc Mélenchon wants to shift into higher gear. The president of La France Insoumise at the National Assembly calls for a motion of no confidence against the government. This motion of no confidence could bring together both socialists and communists. But for now, the left is reluctant to do so. In order to be validated, a motion of no confidence requires the signatures of 58 out of the 577 MPs. Relatives of Cédric Chouviat, the delivery man who died during a police arrest, came out of their meeting with Christophe Castaner disappointed. The family lawyer wants the police officers who participated in this arrest to be suspended the time of the investigation, but the Minister of the Interior was not able to fulfill this demand. However, Christophe Castaner announced that the techniques used by the police will be investigated. According to the autopsy, Cédric Chouviat succumbed to asphyxia with fractured larynx. It is in this context that Emmanuel Macron spoke about police violence this afternoon. The head of state asked the police force and the gendarmes to put into practice exemplary ethics. He asked the Ministry of the Interior for very concrete proposals to improve the ethics of the police. The film director Christophe Ruggia has been placed in police custody. He is accused of sexual assault by the actress Adèle Hanel, events which supposedly occurred on a filming when she was a minor. The director has always denied these accusations. And then two western departments are still under orange weather alert for wave submersion and flooding. In the Finistère and Morbihan, very high and strong waves are expected. The alert runs until tomorrow at noon. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.